So, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. Good. I thought I'd talk about the medical a little bit to take Dalvin off the hook with the medical questions. Obviously, you know, he's in the middle of rehab with his ACL right now. Dalvin's 6.5 months post-op, you know, right in what we consider the sweet spot for rehab. Really doing all functional activities at this time. He's doing, you know, rehab with the players during the off-season program, and he's been doing his rehab solely with, you know, our Tom Hunkley, who's our director of rehab, and Uwe, our strength coach. And really, you know, Dalvin's knocked the rehab out of the park. He's done a great job. He's been here every day since the injury occurred post-surgery, and really hasn't missed a beat from transitioning to Winter Park to this new beautiful facility. He's been here with a smile on his face every day, really just to give him the credit, because he's put in all the work to get to the point where he's at. So just to answer a few of your questions before you ask them, you know, what's the plan for him moving forward? He'll participate in OTAs on a limited basis with what he's able to do with his teammates. Same thing for mini camp, really, that's no different. And then, you know, the plan is for him, hopefully when he gets to training camp, he'll be about 9.5 months post-op at that time. You know, hopefully he'll be a participant just like everybody else. So, you know, for me as the athletic trainer, it's been fun to work with Dalvin, to get to know him personally, but also just to watch how he has attacked this rehab. It's, you know, it's tough early on. I'm sure he'll tell you, first few weeks when he came back, you know, he probably was wondering if he would ever walk normal again, and was a few days where he's ready to kill me when I had to push on his knee to get his range of motion back, because we struggled early on. But remarkable effort by him to date. A lot of work still. Really the hardest part's yet to come, football function. So I'll take one or two questions if you have any, and if not, we'll just
sure.
Turn
when
it over to Dalvin.
The first game, when does he get first game action?
The first game, whenever, who do we open with?
I mean, he'll be ready for that.
Yeah, that's the plan, hopefully. Should see no reason why not.
So there's a sweet spot to the rehab?
Well, you know, it's boring when you're laying on a table and working on your range of motion and doing straight leg raises and all the boring things. The sweet spot, the fun part is when you get functional again. And now he's out here, you guys saw him, he's out here running and cutting and doing everything like the other guys, just at a little lower speed. So this is kind of the fun part for him to get back on the field and feel like a football player again. I'll turn over to Dalvin.
Right. Thank you.
Hey, everybody.
So how are you feeling about things?
I feel great. You know, to be back out there with the fellas, that's first move. That's first off. To go back out there with my teammates, you know, it's always fun being on the field with them. You know, so that time that I had off, you know, I had to take a break from football and just sit back and, you know, learn more about the game. But being back out here with the fellas, having fun, that's what I love to do.
Was there a time, Dalvin, during this rehab process where you said to yourself, hey, I'm going to make it all the way back? You know, you saw a light at the end of the tunnel or whatever.
Yeah, when I first got hurt, you know, I told Shugs, you know, I'm going to attack this thing 100%. The staff we got around me and, you know, the people they put around me, it was no chance about that I wasn't going to come back, you know, better and, you know, attack this thing how I wanted to attack it. So, you know, I got a great staff around me, you know, a great support system, and, you know, they just been encouraging me every day.
Hey, Dalvin, what's the process like trusting that knee? We saw you running around here. I mean, do you have that full confidence in that knee? What's the process of gaining that back?
You know, it's a process. You know, it's a journey. You know, it's something that you got to, you know, trust yourself and know that, you know, you did everything that you in your power to get your knee back to where it's at. And, you know, I attack this thing every day, and I did what I needed to do, you know, to get to this point. So, you know, I had no doubt when I first touched the field that it was, you know, where I wanted to be at.
How much do you think you still have in front of you yet, this rehab?
It's a lot, man. It's a lot that I have in front of me, you know. We just saw here just on air. So, you know, once I get back in front of a real, you know, defense or anybody in front of me, you know, that's when, you know, I need to be ready for that. So it's a lot in front of me.
And I'm sure you expect to be there, Denver, first preseason game plan in that one, obviously, ready to go.
Yeah, whatever plan they got for me, you know, I'm going to keep attacking this thing day by day, you know. I'm going to keep coming in with my hard hat on, coming to work, you know, with this smile on my face, because, you know, this is what I love to do. This the game that I signed up for. You know, injuries come with the game, and, you know, I'm going to take this thing day by day and just keep moving forward.
What has this entire process taught you about yourself?
You learn a lot about the game. You learn a lot, you know. You dig deep and you soul search, and, you know, you just go and say, you know, what you got in you, and, you know, how hard do you want this, and how much do you want it? What's your motivation? And I had to dig deep about a lot of that stuff, and, you know, I'm still doing a lot of, you know, searching for a lot of stuff, but the guys and the people that I got around me, you know, helping this process, you know, be easy.
What's been the hardest part of the whole thing?
Like Shug said, that first, you know, that first few weeks, it's challenging. You know, you question yourself, do I want to still do this? Because you got Suggs pushing on your leg, you ready to hit him across the head. And so it's a lot, you know. It really is, man. It's an injury that, you know, can make you or break you. And, you know, I chose the route. It wasn't going to break me. So, you know, I'm going to move forward.
You said that you had to become more of a student of the game. You're forced away from it. How do you think that will change you or improve you, perhaps, as a back?
When you know, and when you know how defense function, how your offensive line is supposed to block, and you know how the offense works and how a lot of things work, you know, it helps you as a running back, you know, put yourself in position to make plays for the team. So, you know, learning a lot more about defenses and, you know, schemes and stuff like that, it can help you, you know, elevate your game.
How hard was it to watch the success the team had while you were on the sidelines last season?
I was so happy for them. You know, every game I was laying in the bed, about jumping out the bed. So, you know, I'm proud of those guys, of what everything we accomplished last year. And, you know, it just was a stepping stone for the whole organization. You know, the ceiling is high for us. You know, we just got to keep working, you know, from now on.
Any special memories of last year and getting drafted? You know, to mind this week for you?
Yeah, it's a big week, man. I can tell all those guys, you know, anybody that sees this interview, it's a big week, you know. And you got to seize the moment, because when I first got that phone call, it was life-changing. Seeing all the joy in all my family eyes, my friend eyes, and, you know, everybody that helped me get to the point where I was at. So, you know, it's a big week for all those guys. This is what you work for. So, you know, you got to seize the moment and, you know, just be happy for the moment, man, because it's life-changing.
Good.
Thanks,
Dalvin.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.